Cheryl Jones. Miss Jones is a 62-year-old woman who comes in today with A, neck pain, number one, number two, right ear pain, number three, swelling in front of the right ear 5 days ago, then swelling in front of the left ear 2 days ago, then lymph node swelling, then swelling of the tongue and throat, then sore throat, then some scalp lesions consistent with staph infection. She also needs blood work regarding her diabetes and her high blood pressure. She's been out of Ozempic, so her A1C is going to be elevated. This is in big letters. Speaking medication list, different sheet of paper, allergy, none, lisinopril, 20 milligram once day, Ozempic, 2 milligram once day, metformin, 500 BID, used to be 1,000, but she cut it down to 500. Then COVID immunizations, up to date, times 2, medical problems, hypertension, diabetes, anxiety, depression, skin cancer, obesity, surgery, breast reduction, last period, 2019. She works for the Department of Homeland Security, the federal government, as a mental health worker. She sees the folks that come into the country regarding their anxiety, depression, schizophrenia, or other issues. She's married over 30 years, has been pregnant 3 times, has 1 child, lives with her husband. She has dogs, cats, cows, and other animals that she takes care of on a regular basis. Last period was in 2019, by the way. Family history. Dad died of heart problems. Mom died of hypertension, pneumonia, stroke at age 88. When patient is taking her her Ozempic, which is on back order, her A1C is 6.9, and her sugars are 110 or 120, but they're somewhat more elevated at this time, of course. She's alert, she's awake, she weighs 243 pounds, 97%, 98.5, 16, 100, 160 over 80, heart puzzles, one puzzle is 2, lungs, 3, bronchi, abdomen, soft, neck, longevity, skin shows, no rash, TMs are red, posterior pharynx is red and inflamed, neurological, non-focal. Number one, first of all, the elevated blood pressure is most likely because she's sick. The previous blood pressures have all been stable with the lisinopril, 20 milligram. Number two, check blood work. Number three, expect blood pressure. Expect WBCs to be elevated. Next number is lymphadenopathy related to otitis media. Next number is explain to her that with her diabetes, she should take care of infections right away before it turns into some kind of malignant infection. For that reason, I gave her rocephinogram now, Augmentin 875 with food. Next number is cannot rule out peritonitis, parotiditis. For this reason, I'm going to have her suck on a lemon wedge. That should help her with the burden of the secretions and the fluid retention in her parotid gland. Next number, mammogram is up to date as of last week. Next number is colonoscopy is up to date. Put those in the text also, maintenance, colonoscopy, mammogram, both are up to date. Then come back to history of vertigo related to otitis media. Next number is carotid ultrasound, shows mild stenosis. It was done because of family history of stroke. Next number is right ventricular hypertrophy noted. Patient has severe sleep apnea. She's had a new CPAP. Put that in the past medical, also sleep apnea on CPAP. That's probably what explains the right ventricular hypertrophy. Next number is fatty liver, mild. Next number, she does have a tiny stone in her gallbladder, which causes problems from time to time. Next number is PVD, mild. Next number is obesity. Next number, we talked about weight loss. Next number is on her thyroid exam, she does have what looks like goiter bilaterally. Her TSH will be checked today, but always has been within normal limits. Next number, no sign of renal induced hypertension noted on her ultrasound of her kidneys, and no evidence of renal stenosis. Next number, she's tolerating her lisinopril well. Next number, blood pressure is much better controlled when she's not sick. Next number is recheck in 3 days. Next number is if condition gets worse, she'll call me right away. Next number is no evidence of meningitis noted. Next number is swelling of the neck, both related to lymphadenopathy and the goiters that was mentioned. Thank you.